defense. I'm Lisa LaSera, Fox News. As the stock market plunges, the White House was praised for the president's handling of the economy.
As the Dow closed down nearly 900 points Monday, White House spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre was asked for reaction, as President Biden had previously highlighted a strong stock market during his presidency thus far.
We face global challenges. We've talked about this. We're not the only country dealing with what we're seeing at the moment as it relates to inflation. You know, Putin's price hike, inflation, coming out of a once-in-a-generation global pandemic, all of those things play a factor.
But when asked by Fox's Peter Doocy what the message is to Americans who are ready to retire and see their savings and 401ks wiped out, Jean-Pierre pointed to a strong labor market as evidence that the U.S. is in a good position to tackle inflation. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Another day of televised hearings by the House Committee investigating the January 6th riot, releasing testimony from former Attorney General Bill Barr, who told the committee former President Trump seemed detached from reality and would not acknowledge the results of the 2020 election.
The president was as mad as I've ever seen him, and he was trying to control himself. And the president said, well, this is, you know, killing me. You didn't have to say this. You must have said this because you hate Trump. You hate Trump.
The panel is trying to show Trump's claims of a stolen election led to the storming of the Capitol. More than 100 million Americans being warned to stay indoors as high temperatures and humidity settle over much of the country, from the Gulf Coast to the Great Lakes. St. Louis, Memphis, Minneapolis, and Tulsa are among several cities under excessive heat warnings.
The National Weather Service advises it could reach 114 degrees this week. A horse walking in a New Orleans funeral procession collapsed and died Saturday, likely due to heat exhaustion.
Fox's Evan Brown. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.
Ohio's governor signs a bill making it easier for teachers to be armed in schools.
Ohio Governor Republican Mike DeWine signs into law House Bill 99 that requires school staff who want to carry a weapon to undergo 24 hours of training, significantly lowering the previous training requirements, saying the law empowers schools to protect staff and students in the case of a shooting, like the deadly shooting in Uvalde, Texas, where it took a long time before any help arrived.
We have had requests from schools to allow this to be done.
Ohio's bill would allow school boards to decide whether they would have teachers armed, and districts can still require more training than the initial 24 hours. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Country music star Toby Keith has announced he has been undergoing treatment for stomach cancer. Keith said on Twitter he has undergone surgery and had chemo and radiation over the past 6 months. The Oklahoma native said so far so good when it comes to his treatment. He was scheduled for some live shows over the next few months, though the status of those performances is not immediately clear. Some customers in the U.S. could be getting an Amazon delivery by drone this year.
The community of Lockford near Stockton, California, will be among the first locations in the country to experience Prime Air by the end of the year. The idea of Amazon's operation to be able to deliver thousands of products by drone into the backyards of select users. They can carry 5 pounds of payload at speeds up to 50 miles an hour. The internet giant says it's currently working with the FAA to help secure permission for those drone-based deliveries. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
Attorneys who worked to secure settlements topping $1 billion in the collapse of a beachfront Florida condominium where 98 people died last year are requesting about $100 million in fees and costs. I'm Lisa LaSera, and this is Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.